Well, you know, when you look at it, it's like any time when you find out their program's now successful. Well, it takes time to build programs, right? And right now they've been in there for several years where now they've been able to get the type of talent to run that offense. The offense really hasn't changed as completely. I mean, it really is just continuing to grow. They got a lot of volume. They do a lot of stuff, okay? But what's happening is, like I said, they were able to get them around good players. They're very balanced. I think it's almost like 34 runs to 31 passes, you know, averaging in a game. You know, when you go back and look at all their games, what they do, it's not like they're really one-dimensional. So they get you both ways, and they do all sorts of personnel packages. They'll do unbalanced, and they give you all. You know, you're up all night preparing for them, and that's why they're so good.
How do you all try to get the tackling back together?
Well, you know, we all know last week was our worst week of tackling. Very disappointed. If you talk to the players, any coach and any player that you tell, we're very disappointed in our tackling. It needs to improve. You know, we emphasize it every day since the first day Coach Quinn's gotten here. We work on it on a daily basis. We talked about it and drilled it again today, and we'll continue. And like, what's awesome about this profession, you got another week this week to try to improve over last week's performance.
How do you feel like the best way to match up with Olsen?
Well, I think the thing is with Olsen, he's good. They put him in different spots. I haven't seen anybody yet take him away. So he's really, you know, you got a Pro Bowl tight end. I said he's doing a nice job in the run game and in the passing game. And rather than give game plans away, just he's a beast to try to control. I think, like I said, between him and Cam, I don't know exactly the numbers, but majority of it. The production have come from those two guys in terms of explosive plays. You know, a very explosive athlete. He's doing a great job, having a great year.
How would you rate how you – I know he's a different kind of an animal, but how would you rate how you guys have fared against tight ends?
Well, the game that we probably played the worst in tight ends were I would go back and say against the New Orleans Saints. You know, when you go back and look at the numbers, and we've been able to evaluate that and reasons why, and hopefully that we can do a better job this week.
Coach, how do you see Jalen Collins progressing?
Yeah, what about him? You know what? He's like a young rookie. I've said every week when I come here, with all those young players, you know, you try to develop, and it's by game experience. If you probably talk to him, he would probably tell you that he needs to improve on his performance, and that's with everybody. I mean, it's just not Collins, it's everybody. We got to do a much better job of performing, like I said, than we have the last few weeks.
Coach, could a game like this, if Vic Beasley's able to have some success, could that help jumpstart him a little bit more? I think last week that he played one of his better games.
Well, yeah, you know, if you talked to Beasley, you know, 2 weeks ago, he really, like I said, he had a really good game. And I don't think, you know, I just singling out one individual. One individual doesn't win it for you. One doesn't lose it for you. You know what I mean? And so I think performance is up and down. I think that's part of growing pains with a lot of people. I'm not talking just about Vic, but it's like anything. We've got a great challenge in front of us, but I think Coach Quinn is – done a great job with this football team in terms of, you know, really we're not sitting in here and trying to say, oh, wow, we're playing Carolina Panthers. They're in our division. They're undefeated. Look what it will be. No, hey, we're talking about us. Well, you know, we got to work every single day to get better, and that's what we're striving for. You know, it's like what Dan would probably have told you. He's told our staff this is, you know, it's just like last week and the week before. It's a championship week, and let's go play ball, and let's find a way to get ourselves better than we were last week.
Speaking of him individually, though, you know, when he came out, when he first got here, first round pick, he said, hey, I'm going to get double digit sacks. I mean, what did you think when he came out?
Well, like I said before to you, I felt he was very similar to Von Miller. There's a little bit, some things that were similar, some things weren't. You know, Vaughn might have a little bit stronger, lower body. But if you looked at their numbers and stuff, they're very, very comparable, you know. His rookie year, I think he was rookie of the year, his first year, had bigger numbers. But plus Vaughn was on a different football team too. You know, at that time we had Von Miller on one side, we had Doomerville on the other. I can't even remember. Between the two of them, we might have had 34 sacks between the – or whatever it was, you know. I don't know the numbers, and that's in the past. But like I said, with all of us, you know, we've got to get better in a lot of different areas, and that's where we're working towards.
Coach, the play – third and 19. Mm-hmm. Coach Quinn was upset about that. How did you handle that?
Well, I'll even go back before that. You know, when there was like, even though we weren't playing as well as we could, you know, we were giving up some yardage. But when you look back at it, we were not giving up a lot of points. Okay, so when we went in at halftime, we weren't feeling really good about our, you know, our performance up to that part. I'm just speaking on defense, and I'm sure if you talked to any of our defensive players, they'd say the same thing. So going back into the third quarter, you know, the offense came in, did a nice job. We came in and stopped them. There was fourth quarter, there was like 6:55 left to go, had them on the 20-yard line, and you know, basically, you know, I called a man coverage thinking, okay, we're going to do is get them in third down and long. And we knew what they were doing with their protection, and we were going to blitz them a certain way, okay? And so I thought it was going to be great. There's no doubt in our mind that we were going to win this football game, you know, and what we strive for is finish. And came down to I called a man coverage on second and nine. It was completed, okay? Wasn't what I was thinking was going to happen. But then our mindset came in first and second down. We did a nice job. Now it's third down and whatever it was, 19. We called zone coverage, which there's, you know, four guys rushing and seven are dropping with vision on the quarterback, and him to scramble that is extremely disappointing, okay? If you talk to any of our players, I'm sure Coach Quinn addressed it to you guys. It was bad ball, let's just put it that way. That's a difference in the game. You know, make it a long field goal. Maybe they might have to, you know, kick a low one. We could have blocked it, whatever the situation may be, or it's 3 points. But after that, we kind of, you know, gave it up, and then next play they came in and got us on a run and raveled a little bit. But we've talked to our team about that, and like I said, what's great about this week, an opportunity to improve, and let's move on from that one. That one's over. We got a great challenge this week, and let's find a way to get better than we were last week.